Algoma Family Services has officially kicked off its festivities for Pride Month. To begin this month's proceedings, AFS hosted a virtual education session this afternoon. The webinar was led by Kathy Mazur, who provided education on gender identity, diversity, and pride to local youth and families. AFS is also planning a family pride event on June 22 at the Old Rosedale Elementary School on 90 Chapel Avenue. Running from 4 to 7 p.m., attendees are invited to take part in a number of different activities, games, and information sessions. Several community partners will be in attendance, including Strong Minds, who will be offering some workouts. Pizza, popcorn, and other snacks and refreshments will be available. No registration is required. Lisa Salvini, the Director of Human Resources with Algoma Family Services, says it has been 3 years since they last held a Pride event in person. "We're really excited to be able to come back and do an in-person event," she says. "It's really important for people to not feel alone, and to bring information and resources to people who need it is crucial." Salvini explained events like these are a great chance for families to gather and talk about how the family dynamic is so important when it comes to children and adolescents identifying themselves in this way. "We call our event Family Pride because we're looking at the whole family unit and not just individuals," she says. "Families come in all different sizes and structures, and it's important to understand that family is critical to the children and youth that we serve." On June 23, AFS will also be dedicating a Pride bench in front of their Elliott Lake location, similar to the one they have at their McNabb location in the Sioux. Further details regarding who the bench will be dedicated to will be released in the near future. Salvini wishes to remind those who identify with the 2SLGBTQIA+ community that they're never alone. "There's still a lot of people who face depression and are scared to be themselves," she says. "It's important for us to normalize their situation and to remind them that they're not alone and that there are allies as well." To stay updated on AFS events this month, visit here.